Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
And we do want to also say happy 4th of July weekend.
我们还是要向大家道一声啊，国庆节快乐。
You know, 4th of July weekend is really a very important weekend where people get the day off work to gather together with family and with friends.
大家知道7月4号这个独立日的周末呢在美国文化中是非常重要的一个周末我们通常要跟家人和朋友欢聚在一起
Usually there's a lot of barbecue and maybe beer
通常我们会一起吃烤肉喝啤酒
But really it's more than the food I think it's a reason that people have to connect with other people
但我想不单单是好吃的这给了我们一个理由可以与自己的朋友和亲人们能够连结
And I think that's a really good thing when we find reasons to connect with others and enjoy the company, the community of other people.
我觉得我们能够有理由和我们的朋友和家人团聚能够互相彼此连结这是一件很美好的事情。
But I would have to guess that many of you, like me, struggled this year with how we can be able to connect with people in this type of environment.
但我相信今年是很特别的，许多人像我一样，啊，觉得在今年这样的情形下，要彼此连结是蛮困难的。
You really want to call some people up, text some people and say, let's get together. But because the coronavirus case count is going up, you're probably struggling with that idea.
你可能特别想要给大家打电话发短信邀请大家到你的家里来一起团聚但是因着冠状病毒的、案例不断的上升这样的做法是不明智的
But at the same time I know many of you like me if you didn't connect with people on a day and a holiday where you usually connect with people you felt that something was missing something was off
但是我想许多人也和我一样在这样一个我们传统上、欢聚的日子里我们没有办法这样做的时候我们心中就会若有所失
You know our chairman PK he says we missed the fireworks
像刚才主席提到我们很想念节日的焰火
But I don't think he was being honest with what he really missed
但我想他没有老实说他真的想念的是什么
Because he might not show it but PK really loves to be around people.
培刚可能没有这样表露出来但是他很喜欢和人们在一起。
You know, that's true though, because deep, maybe for some people, deep, deep, deep inside the human heart.
但是我想这是真实的人内心的深处。
Is a real desire to have community, to have connection.
我们都渴慕能够有与人连结与人有关系
and this is not something new because of the quarantine
这并不是因为疫情给我们带来的新情况
This is something that we desire because it's the way that we were created by God to be
我们内心有这样的渴慕是因为神造我们就把这样一个渴慕摆在我们心里
You know, God's word actually tells us that we were created in His image.
神的话提到我们是按他的样式被造的。
So what we say is that we as humans, we bear the image of God. We are image bearers of God.
所以我们说人类其实是有着神的形象是按他的样式被造的。
And one of the things that's really crucial to understand about our God
要真正了解我们的神有一项很重要的关键
is that our God is a God of community
就是我们的神是一个共同体的神是一个团体的神
Did you know that God is within community within himself?
你知不知道神他本身就是一个团体？
We know from scripture that even the children worship, kids are learning this, that God is three in one.
我们都学习到，包括我们教会中的孩子们都知道神是三位一体的。
He is God the Father.
他是圣父。
He is God the Son.
圣子。
He is God, the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
We have this so deep in our understanding of God that we have songs that sing this.
这是关于我们神非常深刻的理解。我们的圣诗诗篇也有唱到这些。
There's a song that I think of, it's kind of country sounding.
有一首赞美诗有点像乡村音乐。
It says, it sings,I believe in God the Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God the three in one.
Okay, 我不知道有没有中文、okay. 中文版本，但歌词唱的是：我相信圣父、圣子、圣灵，我相信三位一体的真神。
Yes. You're not going to sing that?
I'm gonna, you know,
yes, because
improvise.
I should not have sung that. That played out way better in my mind than actually how it came out. Okay, so remind me not to sing on
the
pulpit.
It's pretty good.
Okay, all right. But see, we sing even songs of the community of God, but are we recognizing that that is so deep in our understanding of who God is?
所以你看，我们在赞美诗中都唱到三位一体的真神，但是我们有真正的理解啊，这件事情对我们神的本性是多么深刻的一点吗
？And that this concept is so deep in God's word.
这个概念在神的话中也是很深刻的。
Look at Genesis chapter 1:26. We're going to put up on the projector for you.
我们看一下《创世纪》一章二十六节。
But Psalm 1:26 actually.Shows us something very powerful about this community.
这一节经文其实给了我们一个强有力的图景，让我们能够理解神本身是一个社区，是一个团体。
And I actually like the NIV version.
我喜欢这个新国际版。
Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness."
神说。我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Do you see that?
你看见了吗？
This is the first time, right in the beginning, the first chapter of Genesis, where we see the picture of the Trinity.
这是我们在圣经的一开始，创世纪第一章，我们看到了三位一体。
The community that God has within himself.
神本身就是一个团体。
Right?We see here, even the name of God, it says God, but the Hebrew word is Elohim.
在这里，希伯来字的神是 Elohim.
And Elohim is the plural, the ending of that is, makes it the plural of the singular word El.
这个 Elohim 这个词是 El 这个词的复数表现。
See, even the name of God points to the community, the connection that God has within himself.
所以呢，神的名字本身就向我们显露了他与自己在本身就是有一个团体。
But also Elohim says, let us make human beings in our likeness.
同时神也说我们要照着我们的形象造人。
You see, God made us in his image.
所以你看神按他的形象造了我们。
God has created us for community.
神造我们让我们能够享受团体共同体。
We see this in our culture.
我们在文化中也看到这一点。
You see this in the general population of humankind, Christians and non-Christians.
我们在基督徒或者非基督徒的大众中也看到这一点。
Because even non-Christians in our society, we know that when someone is convicted of a crime and we put them in prison, what are we doing?
即便是在我们非基督徒的社会中，当你看到有人犯罪了，我们把他关到监狱中，你实际上在对他做什么？
What are we doing? We're isolating them.
我们把这些罪犯隔离。
And you know, when someone even in prison misbehaves,
在监狱中，如果这罪犯又行为不端，
then what do we do?
那么他们怎么做呢？
We literally put them into isolation.
我们在监狱中也把他再关到另一个小黑屋里。
You see, isolation, even in society, is viewed as a punishment.
所以在社会中，我们把隔离看成一种惩罚。
So we see even in the natural world the human need for community.
所以我们在自然的社会中，我们也看到人特别的需要这种团体感。
But most people don't know that this need for community is not merely a fleshly need.
但是大多数人没有理解我们对社区对团体的向往不只是一个肉体上的渴慕。
Because although being in community with friends or family is nice,
因为虽然与家人朋友相聚是很好的，
that's actually not the type of community that we really need.
但那并不是那一种我们真正需要的团体。
We need, because we were created for, we need a connection with God Himself and to be connected to others who are connected to God.
因着我们被造的目的，我们所需要的，真正需要的这样一种联系呢，是要与神的联系和与属神的人彼此的连结。
In other words,
换句话说
we try to find community here and there on July 4th weekend with friends or family, and we try to have a community, a tribe, a village to suit our needs.
我们呢四处寻找，我们在独立日的周末，我们想要找家人和朋友在一起。
But the type of community that God designed in the human soul,
但是神在人的灵魂里所造的那样一种社区和团体，
is a deep, deep desire to be connected with God Himself and to be connected with others who are connected with God.
是我们内心深处渴慕与神连结，与神的子民连结。
So unless we are connected to Christ and we are connected with others who are connected to Christ,
所以除非我们与基督连结，我们也与其他和基督连结的人连结，
there's going to be something missing in our soul.
我们的灵魂中就会有缺失的一块。
So that when one of those connections, the connection to Christ and the connection with others, when one of those goes missing, we are going to be off.
所以如果我们与神的连结或者与属神的人的连结其中之一有所缺失的话，我们整个人就不对劲了。
There is a pretty severe illness that affects 30% of the world's population.
世界人口中30%患有这样一个蛮严重的病。
You know, and this disease is called iron deficiency anemia.
这个病症称为缺铁性贫血症。
Right? That's a fancy name to say that your body is not getting enough of the nutrient called iron.
基本上他的意思就是说你的身体缺乏了铁质。
And when you don't have enough of this in your life, in your physical body, your health is going to be severely affected.
如果你的身体缺乏了铁这个元素呢，你的健康就会受到严重的影响。
When you don't have enough iron, you start to feel fatigued.
当你缺铁，你就会觉得体乏。
You're gonna feel dizziness.
头晕。
You're gonna feel a maybe even an irregular heartbeat.
甚至心律不齐。
You'll be shortness of breath.
呼吸不畅。
All because you are not getting something that your body really needs.
这些症状呢，都是因为你的身体所需要的铁你缺乏了。
But in the same way,
同样的
your spiritual health will be declining when you don't have something that your spiritual life needs.
你的属灵健康也会衰退，如果你缺乏了你的灵真的需要的一个元素。
And so what God does in His Word is He shows us what our spiritual health, what our soul needs, and actually even what the entire health of the church needs.
所以神透过他的话语向我们显明了我们的灵魂所需要的关键是什么，包括我们教会的健康所需要的关键是什么。
Because what we see in God's word is that your spiritual health and the health of the church are dependent upon these two critical connections.
我们从神的话语中看到你的属灵健康和教会的健康取决于这样两个关键条件。
One, you gotta be connected with Christ.
首先你必须与基督连接。
You gotta have that vertical relationship.
这是一个垂直向上的连接。
We see this in John 15.
我们在约翰福音十五章看到这一点。
Because John 15, I love John 15 because it shows us what a kind of like a very healthy and a fruit-bearing Christian, you know, how that happens. How a Christian can be a very healthy and fruit-bearing Christian.
我特别喜爱约翰福音第十五章，因为他画出这样一幅图景，让我们看到一个健康结果子的基督徒的生命。
And in John 15, it says, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
约翰福音十五章第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
And then when you skip to verse 4, he says this, abide in me. That's a type of language that scripture uses for connection. You need to abide and connect in me and I in you. Because the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. And neither can you unless you...Abide or connect in me.
我们再跳到第四节，你们要常在我里面。你看，这个常在是经文里用的词来描述这种连结的关系。我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
And number two, right? So number one.We, in order to have good health for our soul, our life, we got to be connected with Christ.
所以大家看到第一点，要让我们属灵健康，我们需要与基督连结。
And it gives us that great image. The Bible gives us these great images to understand that.
圣经也给了我们这样一幅美好的画面来理解。
But there's also another image that we need to understand.
另外还有这样一个图景。
And that's an image that's given to us in 1 Corinthians 12.
这幅图画在哥林多前书十二章。
So the second connection that is absolutely critical for our spiritual well-being,
为我们属灵健康非常关键的一个连结是
is that we have to be connected with one another.
那就是我们必须彼此连结。
First Corinthians 12 says, "For just as the body is one, there's one, and has many members."And all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ.
在哥林多前书十二章十二节提到，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
And then when you skip down to verse 27, it says, Now you are the body of Christ and individual members of that body.
再跳到二十七节，你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
You know, we're not going to take a deep dive in this text today.
今天我们不会非常深入的查考这段经文。
Because in August, I'm very excited to announce that Pastor James and I are going to start a series in the Corinthian letters.
因为从八月开始，范长老和我要开始一个新的系列。
So we're going to really get into the letters to Corinth, you know, later.
所以呢，我们在那个时候，我们要仔细深入的来查考哥林多前后书。
But in 1 Corinthians 12, we see one of the most powerful images of the church, I believe, in all of God's Word.
但是你看，哥林多前书第十二章给了我认为是圣经中关于教会最有力的一幅图画。
Especially to understand it in the context of the local church.
特别是关于本地教会、当地教会。
And that this image that God gives us is that the local church is like a human body.
这幅图画向我们描绘了各地的教会就像人的身子。
You see, the human body has many, many members to it.
你看人的身子有许多的肢体。
And yet we are connected to one, the head, which the Bible tells us is Christ.
但这些肢体都连结于同一元首，就是基督。
And within a human body, all the different parts are just connected to one another.
在人的身体里面，各个肢体互相联络。
And so that every member of the human body, every part of the human body is absolutely important.
所以我们每一个肢体都是非常重要的。
And that every member of the human body contributes to the overall health of the whole body.
所以人身体的各个肢体呢，都对你的全人健康至关重要。
So that if one part of the body is injured, or in other words, not functioning or disconnected, that actually affects the health.Of the whole human body.
所以如果有一个肢体受伤了或者机能不调或者是被没有联络在身体上你的全人健康就受影响。
So just like a human body,
所以就像人的身子一样
all of the members of the local church body,
教会里本地教会的每一个肢体
if we truly want to beA healthy and functioning and vibrant church.
如果我们真正想要成为一个健康的、有活力的、运行正常的教会
you gotta be connected to the head, who is Christ, and you gotta be connected to one another.
你必须连结于元首基督，你也必须彼此连结。
In other words,
换句话说。
If you desire to be a healthy member of the local body of Christ,
如果你想要成为当地教会基督肢体的一份子
and you actually have a desire that I'm part of a very healthy local church, the body of Christ,
你也渴慕要成为一个健康的本地教会的一个成员
then you gotta make sure that you're connected to the head, which is Christ, who is Christ, and you gotta be connected to one another in the body.
你就必须要连结于元首基督，你必须要连结，彼此连结。
When I was young,
我小的时候
I knew a girl, she's a very cute and a very adventurous girl. Brown hair, brown eyes, I thought this girl was very cute.
有一个特别可爱的小姑娘，她是栗子色的头发，棕色的眼睛，她非常的爱冒险。
She's definitely 小姑娘, okay? But I remember that when her family went on a vacation,
我记得当他们一家人出去度假的时候
she got in an accident.
她却遭到了一个事故。
And three of her fingers were cut off.
她的三个手指头被切断了。
And her family members were looking around the accident area to find her fingers.And they were able to find them and put them into a Ziploc bag.
我记得他的家人们在事故的现场找到了他的三个手指头，把他们放在一个食品袋里。
Because her three fingers were disconnected from her body, she had to be brought to the emergency room.
因为她的三个手指被切断了，她必须要去急诊室。
And because her three fingers were disconnected from her body, the loss of blood caused her to pass out.
因为她的三个手指断了，她失血过多就昏晕过去了。
I am positive that she had experienced so much pain because her fingers were disconnected from her body.
我也确信，因为她三个手指被切断了，她经受了很大的痛苦。
Because when her fingers were disconnected from her body, it affected the health and the state of her entire body.
因为她的三个手指被切断了，她全人的健康，整个人的状况都受影响。
Good thing, fortunately, the doctors were able to surgically connect each of her fingers back to her hand, to her body.
幸运的是，医生能够透过手术把她的三个手指头又重新装回了他的手上。
But you see, in the very same way,
所以你看，同样的，
when the body of Christ, in the local body of Christ, has members that ought to truly be connected, but are disconnected from the body,
在基督的肢体中，在当地的教会里，如果有成员被从这个肢体中隔离了，
Believe it or not, it actually affects the health of not only that member of the body, but it affects the health of the whole body.
你信也好，不信也好，但是这样的隔离不但影响了那个成员自己，也影响了全教会的健康。
That when a member who ought to be connected with the whole is disconnected,
当一个应该连接于全身的肢体被切断了，
it actually affects the spiritual power and the health of the entire church.
它实际上会对教会的属灵能力和属灵健康有影响。
This is something that the Lord has placed very deeply upon my heart in the time of this pandemic.
在疫情期间，神把这样的一幅画面深深地放在我的心里。
Because I think it's too easy for us to get into a pattern of coming to the church building, the church campus,week in and week out and forget the organic nature of what we're all about.
因为我觉得很容易我们每周每周都来到教会这个地方这个建筑物然后我们忘记了我们彼此连结有机的自然的意义是什么。
The church easily forgets, and I'm saying any church easily forgets the main thing,the most important things that the church is all about.
教会，所有的教会都很容易忘记教会最重要的一些事情。
The church becomes over-engineered.
教会变得非常的过度的被设计。
And the church begins to become overweight.
变得超重。
And I believe, as I said in the first few weeks, that through this pandemic, God is resetting the church to His desires.
就像我在疫情开始前几周提到的，我相信神透过疫情要按下一个重启键。
And part of the main thing of the church is to truly be connected with Christ individually.And to together be connected with one another.
教会 重要的事情中有一点，就是我们要真正的彼此连结，也要连结于耶稣基督。
If we miss this, we are unable to love the world and bring the gospel to the world.
如果我们缺掉了这一点，我们就没有能力来爱这个世界，把福音传给这个世界。
Sometimes it's easier to think of the church as we come week in and week out. It's like coming to a movie theater.
有的时候，当我们周复一周来到教会，我们好像来电影院一样。
And this might be happening to some of you as you sit at home, literally sitting in front of a TV, that every week it's about coming and sitting in front of the TV and to merely be a recipient.
现在呢，你真的是每周你就坐在电视机之前，你就变成了一个被动的受众。
We easily fall into a routine where when we come to the church building, we're merely spectators.
所以呢，我们的习惯就是每主日来到教会当观众。
Instead of being a member, a functioning member, a purposeful member within a local body where my activity within this local body contributes to the health of the whole.
我们就没有做到成为当地教会的一个有用的、充满目的性的一个肢体，我们能够对全教会的健康做出贡献。
And so I really, really believe that sometimes God has to use a global pandemic.
所以我真的相信，有的时候神要用一个全球性的疫情。
In order to wake up the church,
从而可以唤醒教会
to shake up the people of the church,
摇动教会中的人
to remove all the things that we have made it to be and we've missed from God's word the most critical things that we're supposed to prioritize as a body of Christ.
神必须要移除一些人造的仪式模式，好让我们重新专注于神的话语。我们需要放在优先首要地位的神的话语。
And I always say this, we have to be careful so that we do not think that all we come to is a social club.
我总是说，我们不应该把这教会当成一个社交俱乐部。
Because we are actually not a social club of friends who like to get together.
我们并不是一个朋友相聚的社交团体。
In fact, there are so many clashes of personalities here that what exists here must be a supernatural gathering.
实际上，我们各自的性格是如此的不同，我们能够得以在一起连结，必然是一个超自然的现象。
Because most of us do not have natural friendships with people here.
因为我们中大多数人对彼此没有一个很自然的友谊。
You shouldn't just want to go on vacations with some of the people here. You won't get along.
如果你跟教会里的一些弟兄姐妹出去旅行度假，你可能不能相处得很愉快。
But what we have here is a supernatural gathering of people who are supernaturally connected to Christ and supernaturally connected to one another who's connected to Christ.
所以我们来到教会里真的是一个超自然的聚会，每一个人都以一种超自然的方式连结于基督，每一个人也彼此一种超自然的方式连结。
But by now you got to be asking, how do we do that?
那现在你可能要问，我们如何做到这样呢？
And I believe that when I preach, when we preach, we talk a lot about how to connect with Christ.
我相信当我们讲道的时候，很强调如何与基督连接。
And even when you're sitting at home during this quarantine, I think some of you are really working on trying to stay connected with Christ.
现在我们因着疫情的关系在家隔离，我们很努力的要与耶稣连接。
But how does God want us to have a supernatural connection with one another?
但是神的心意要我们如何以一种超自然的方式彼此连结呢？
How do we get supernaturally connected with one another?
我们如何超自然的彼此连接呢？
And I truly believe that this is so important for us to understand before we reopen.
我深信在我们重新开放教会之前，我们必须对此有深刻的了解。
And I believe that even through the quarantine time, we will have God's grace to be able to live these out even during quarantining.
我也深信，即使我们在疫情隔离当中，我们仍然能够彼此连接。
So I believe if we flip the switch on reopening too quick,
所以我相信如果我们太急于重新 开门
And we just try to come back to do this church building thing like before business as usual, we will have missed the very important thing that God is trying to reset us and redirect us on.
如果我们过于着急要马上回到教会的这个建筑物然后按惯例做我们往常做的事情、right. 我们就会错失了神想让我们看见的对我们一个重新方向的调整
So how do we connect?
那我们如何彼此连接
How do we connect with one another in a supernatural way?
我们如何超自然的彼此连接
Number one
第一点
Scripture tells us thatWe have to use our spiritual gift to minister to others.
经文里讲到，我们要用自己的属灵恩赐彼此服侍。
We won't go in detail on this today.
今天我们不会深入的查考。
But the word of God is clear enough.
但是神的话语清晰明白
that God has given to every believer a spiritual gift in order to help build others up.
但是神赐给每一个信徒属灵的恩赐，我们可以彼此建造。
What 1 Corinthians 12:7 says to minister to others for the common good.
哥林多前书十二章七节，要叫人得益处。
But I want you to read in Romans chapter 12 because we're going to see examples of spiritual gifts.
但请大家翻到罗马书
12, Romans 12.
十二章
You see a lot of this gift language in Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12.
这两个哥林多前书和罗马书的十二章都让我们看到许多属灵恩赐的例子。
All right, so 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
哥林多前书十二章第四节。
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Romans chapter 12. Thank you, Huigang. That's right.
罗马。
What did I say? I don't even know what I said. Did I make up?
罗马书十二章。
All right, verse 4. For as in one body, there we see it again. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members, pay attention, do not all have the same function.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members, listen to this, of one another. We're members of one another.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体。
Verse 6, having gifts that differ,According to the grace given to us.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，各有不同。
Let us use them. You see that? You got to use them.
我们要用这些恩赐。
If prophecy in proportion to our faith.
或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Verse 7, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching,Do I keep going? Yeah.
或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导。
Verse 8, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal. See, I got to do that with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
See, we just don't preach on this enough.
我们讲这篇道讲的不够。
The more brothers and sisters do not understand that we each have been given a spiritual gift and we have to use them for the health of the body, the more we've missed something huge in the church.
我们弟兄姐妹越不理解这一点，我们要各有恩赐，要彼此服侍，我们就越错失了教会的一个重要的关键点。
God has given each of you,believers of faith, a spiritual gift, at least one, a gift of grace that you are to use as you connect with brothers and sisters, even during the quarantine.
神给了每一个基督徒至少一项属灵的恩赐，各有不同，但是我们要用出这些恩赐彼此服侍，尽管我们在疫情隔离期。
So if you don't know what it is,
如果你不知道自己的恩赐是什么，
you got to begin seeking God.
你就要寻求神。
You have to ask God, Lord, what is the gift you have given to me?
你要求问神，神啊，你给我的恩赐是什么？
I know not everyone is into that, but there are even spiritual gift inventories online that you can take.
我知道不是所有人都很习惯，但是网上都有属灵恩赐的这样的问卷，你可以去看看。
But I'll tell you that when your spiritual gift is activated,
但我可以告诉你的是，当你的属灵恩赐被激发的时候，
I will tell you one marker that you will see. It brings you joy.
我告诉你一个特点，当你的属灵恩赐被激活了，你就会有喜乐。
And someone asked me in the past,
过去有人问我，
Is this different from just doing something at church?
这不就是在教会做事情吗？
Yes.
是的。
It's okay to just help out and pitch in anywhere at church.
你在教会啊，做帮手是很好的。
In fact, when we are on a church campus, there are many things that you can do.
实际上，当你来到教会这里，你看到许多事你可以做。
But especially in the time of the quarantine,
但特别在疫情期间，
you need to recognize that you have a spiritual gift that must be used, that must be activated to help the body.
你要认识到你有一个属灵恩赐需要被使用被激发来帮助教会的健康。
Another brother just last week, earlier this week,
最近有一个弟兄，
he started, we were texting and he started serving in this particular area recently, within our church body.
这位弟兄呢，我们彼此发短信交流，他说他最近开始在教会肢体中有服事。
And he said, I thought that serving meant giving.
他说我认为服事就是给予。
But actually, as I was serving in this area, I was receiving so much more myself.
但实际上我发现当我服侍的时候，我个人收获良多。
So it is very clear that as you serve in your spiritual gifting,
所以很清楚的，当你用自己的属灵恩赐服侍的时候，
Not only do you receive joy from it,
不但你从中得到了喜乐，
Not only do you receive spiritual growth from it,
你不但从中得到了属灵的成长，
But you will also see thatOther people are being blessed and benefited by what you're doing.
你也看到其他的人因着你所做的得到了祝福。
You will see what we would say is called the fruit being born by God through your activity.
你可以看到我们称为的神透过你结出的属灵果子。
So we really need to begin to grow more in this area of functioning in our spiritual gift.
所以我们真的是很应当在 激发我们的属灵恩赐方面有更多的成长。
And the next way, so that's one way how we need to get spiritually connected with one another.
所以这是我们如何彼此连接的第一点。
Number two, I'm going to go through these very quickly because PK keeps looking at his watch and he's reminding me the importance of time.
我们很快地讲一下第二点。
Number two, how do you get connected with brothers and sisters?
如何与弟兄姐妹彼此连接？
We gotta apply the one another's that we see in Scripture to others.
我们必须要把我们在经文中看到的彼此应用于各自的身上，彼此的身上。
For the sake of time, we have communion, so we're going to be ending our sermon early today.
今天我们有圣餐，所以我们很快的讲。
I'm only going to be listing for you some of what we see in the scripture that are called the one another's.
我只给大家举几个例子，经文中的彼此。
I hope maybe our small groups can go off and our fellowships can study the one another's.
我希望我们的小组团契可以更深入的来探讨彼此。
So I'll only be going through a few.
今天就给大家几个例子。
Number one.
第一。
The scripture says to love one another.
经文说彼此相爱。
But not just love in the way you understand it. Love, Jesus says, as I...I've loved you.
但不是用我们所知道的方式去爱，而是用基督的爱去爱。
One third of all the one another language that we see in the New Testament is to love one another.
新约里提到彼此，其中有三分之一的都是讲到彼此相爱。
Jesus says it this way.
耶稣这么说。
He says, "As I have loved you."So you must love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
He says, by this, everyone will know, the world will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another as I have loved you.
如果你们像我那样彼此相爱，众人就因此认出你是我的门徒了。
Another one another that we see is to...Bear with one another and forgive one another.
我们看到的另外一个彼此是彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
How many of you know that forgiveness is one of the biggest reflections that someone has the new life of Christ?
有多少人意识到彼此饶恕是有耶稣基督的新生命的一个重要体现。
And that the lack of forgiveness is one of the biggest hindrances to our spiritual growth and one of the biggest hindrances to the health of a local church.
那么缺乏饶恕的心就是对属灵健康和当地教会的健康成长一个最大的障碍之一。
The Word of God tells us to bear, to be able to bear with one another and to forgive one another.
神的话语说到我们要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
As I was praying for this throughout the last 2 weeks,
在过去两周我为这篇道祷告。
I believe that there exists...In a number of brothers and sisters, an unforgiving spirit.
我相信有一些弟兄姐妹的心中有一些不可饶恕的灵。
And some of us may be under the influence of unclean spirits.
我们当中有些人可能被一些不洁净的灵所影响。
Is there someone?You are harboring bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart today.
今天你的心中是否对某一个人心怀芥蒂，不能饶恕？
Ask God for grace to bear with and to forgive that someone today.
今天就求神赐你恩典，让你有能力能够包容饶恕那个人。
You see, even in this one area,
你看就在这么一个方面，
If there are brothers and sisters that have a lack of forgiveness towards one another,
如果有弟兄姐妹彼此不能饶恕，
One, there is a disconnection from the body.
首先对肢体就隔离了。
Your disconnection from the body affects your connection with Christ.
你与肢体的疏离就影响了你与基督的连结。
And your single act of lack of forgiveness affects the wholeness and the spiritual power of this entire local church.
你对一个人的不能饶恕就影响了这个教会整体的健康，整体的属灵的完全。
But by God's grace,
但因着神的恩典，
you will be able to be free of that.
你可以被释放。
And that as you forgive that brother or sister that you may have been harboring a lack of forgiveness for years,
对某一个弟兄或姐妹，你可能有多年以来的不可饶恕的心。
It will bring spiritual vitality to you, and it will bring spiritual vitality to the whole community that we have in Christ.
若是你能饶恕的话，就会被整个属灵的团体、属灵的教会都带来一个重新的活泼、重建。
Another one that we see is to restore one another.And carry one another's burdens.
另外一个彼此是要彼此挽回，彼此担当重担。
In Galatians, where we find this, it actually says that when someone is caught in sin.
在加拉太书中提到，如果有人被过犯所胜。
Okay, so this text actually has to do with someone who is caught in sin.
所以就是有人犯了罪。
It says, restore that person, restore them with a spirit of gentleness.
经文中提到，你们当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
See, but the world says,
但是世界说，
when someone is caught in sin, let's put them on the front page.
如果有人犯罪了，把它放在头版头条。
Right, yes. Right, we have brothers and sisters laughing here, because that's what the world does.
因为这就是世界所做的。
Let's destroy their reputation when we find someone in sin.
当我们看到某人犯罪了，我们要让他名誉扫地。
Let's put them on blast.
我们要让他身败名裂。
Let's call them out.
让我们把他说挑出来。
But here God says,
但这里神提到，
when someone is caught in sin,Restore them.
若有人被过犯所胜，把他挽回。
Carry their burden with them.
重担要互相担当。
You see, that's God's design of community.
你看，这就是神对社区社团的设计。
Next, for the sake of time, oh, there's so much we could go on these, but for the sake of time, right, PK, I'm going to end on time.
经文里还有许多的彼此。
This is the verse that really got me.
我受到这一节经文影响很大。
We need to learn to encourage one another.
我们要学习彼此相劝。
Specifically, to encourage others daily.
特别要天天彼此相劝。
Right?You could look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12.
我们可以看希伯来书三章十二节。
This really got me.
我被这个经文打动了。
See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. And I was reading the NIV when this really hit me.
我读到新国际版，深受感动。弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Verse 13, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
第十三节，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Do you see that?
你看见了吗？
The stakes are so high.
这个后果很严重。
That when you are not connecting with others,
当你们没有彼此连结，
when you are not sharing a true community with others,
当你没有彼此有成为共同体，
you are vulnerable.
你就很脆弱。
You are vulnerable to every scheme of the enemy.
你魔鬼的诡计就对你很有影响。
But in order to not be hardened, look at that. Look at that. What's God's verse? In order not to be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin,
如果你不要心里刚硬，被罪迷惑，
then what do you need to do?
那你应该做什么？
You need to encourage one another.
你要彼此相劝。
But it doesn't say just encourage and connect with one another.
但他不单单说彼此相劝彼此联络。
You have to do this every day.
你必须要天天如此行。
Daily is what the word of God says.
神的话说到每天天天。
See, sometimes we study the word of God so much.
你看有的时候我们一直查考神的话语。
We are filled with Bible studies.
我们的头脑中都是主日学。
But we are not bringing what God wants is to get His concept into our life.
但神的心意是要把这些概念性的东西在我们的生命中活出来。
Do you not want to be hardened by sin's deceitfulness?
你是不是不希望自己心里刚硬被罪迷惑呢？
Then you need to strive every day by the grace of God to encourage one another daily.
那么每一天你就要努力靠着神的恩典天天彼此相劝。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
before we reopen,
在我们重新开教会之前，
I really believe that we must strive for deeper connection.
我真的相信我们要努力更深的彼此连结。
Deeper connection with Christ,
与基督更深的连结。
And deeper connection with one another.
彼此更深的连结。
And the only way to have that supernatural connection with one another,
要彼此有超自然的连结，
is to begin to use your spiritual gift.
就是开始用你的属灵恩赐。
And to begin finding the one another's. You could easily do a web search and find all the one another's in scriptures and begin to practice those one another's.
你可以在网上搜寻一下所有经文里提到的彼此，然后要付诸实践。
We are not just friends who like to gather together for a 4th of July barbecue and drink beer.
我们不单单是一群兴趣相投的朋友要在独立日相聚喝啤酒。
We are a supernatural gathering.
我们是一群超自然的人。
That even as we gather live,
就当我们是实际上在一起相聚，
through virtual technology,
或者是在网上相聚，
we believe that as we sing together,
我相信我们一同歌唱。
Even though I might not like every song that we sing,
我没有对每一首歌都特别喜欢。
But I believe that as we sing together,
但我相信当我们一同齐声唱，
as we praise God together live,
一同赞美神，
and as we listen to God's message for us live,
也同时听神的话语，
there is something supernaturally happening here.
一些超自然的事情就在发生。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
We're not just buddies.
我们不只是伙伴。
There is a supernatural connection that we have.
我们彼此有超自然的联系。
If you are online right now,
如果你现在在网上，
and you believe that that is true,
你相信这一点，
and you believe that your brothers and sisters in their home, that we have a supernatural thing happening right at this very moment,
如果你相信此时此刻，我们各自在各自的家中有一件超自然的事情在发生。
Then you gotta type in the chat right now or text someone and say Amen.
就请你在对话框或者给人发短信说
Pick up your phone right now.
现在就拿起你的手机。
Text someone.
给某人发短信
and say I love you with the supernatural love of Christ.
我用耶稣基督超自然的爱爱你
Pray for me that I will be able to discover my spiritual gift and use it.
为我祷告，好让我使用恩属灵恩赐服事
Pray that our church will learn to connect with one another through all the one another's that we find in Scripture.
让我们祷告，我们能够在教会中彼此服侍，就像经文里说到的每一个彼此那样。
You don't have to study it that deep.
你不需要非常深奥的查考。
You don't have to go buy a book if you have the Bible on your phone.
如果你手机上有圣经，你都不需要买什么书。
You don't need to study it more. Do a web search. What are all the one another's? I got to start living this out.
就在网上搜寻经文中的彼此，让我们活出来。
Ooh, I'm getting a little fired up here, okay? I'm getting a little fired up. And Michael, I'm trying not to move because Michael was complaining that, you know, when I move here, the camera can't catch me. And, you know, so if there are any video gamers who want to serve in the camera ministry, you know, your hands are very sensitive, you know. Let's do that.
我现在内心火热，然后也鼓励弟兄如果有这样的恩赐能够帮助我们的现场直播小组。
I'll just say...that in the announcements you saw Hui Gang put up and PK put up photos because we've been doing renovations at our church before we reopen.
大家刚才在幻灯片上看到我们教会进行的一些修缮的工作。
We've renovated the doors.
我们装了新的大门。
We've renovated the roof.
我们翻修了屋顶。
We've renovated the walls.
我们把墙也修补了。
We're even renovating our camera. Amen to our camera team who got a great camera for us.
我们的摄像机也每天都有所更新。
These are all wonderful, and I thank the brothers and sisters involved in it.
这些都是很美好的，也感谢我们的团队。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
before we reopen,
在我们重开之前。
I believe that God wants to renovate His people.
我相信神的心意是要修复他的子民。
If we don't learn what He is teaching the church in the world today,
如果我们不学习神教导今天的教会和他的子民
our church is going to miss it.
我们教会就会错过了。
What's more important than renovating the church campus?
比修缮教会的建筑更重要的是
is the renovation of our heart.
是修复我们的心。
If we don't learn and allow God to renovate our heart,
如果我们不学习，我们不容许神来修复我们的心
there is no reason for us to come back together.
我们重新相聚就没有意义。
I really believe that.
我深信。
And I know that not every member of this body will be renovated.
我知道并不是每一个成员都会被修复。
Only those who submit themselves and yield themselves to the Holy Spirit of God to bring conviction upon your soul.
唯有那些谦卑下来、顺服下来、容许圣灵在你的心里对你有所激励、对你的灵魂做出教导。
And when we can practice these main things that God has given to us,
如果我们可以把神教导给我们的主要的事情实践出来
this church will be on its way to being healthy and a vibrant body of Christ.
这个教会就会成为一个健康活泼的基督肢体。
Father, we need your help in this.
天父，我们需要你的帮助。
I open my hands to receive your help.
我打开双手要接受你的帮助。
The church always gets messed up because there are humans involved.
当人性参乎到教会中的时候，我们就走偏。
But we believe that you love your church so much.
但我们相信你如此的爱你的教会。
That if you gave your only son to call us out of this world and to redeem us, what else good would you hold from us?
你既舍下你的独生子把我们从最终拯救出来，还有什么好处你不给我们的呢？
Father, would you refine us?
天父，求你炼净我们。
Would you reset us?
重启我们。
That all who have ears, let him hear.
凡有耳可听的都应当听。
What the Spirit is saying in our midst.
圣灵在我们当中的说话。
We thank you and we pray this.
我们感谢你，我们祷告。
Because all of this is possible because of Jesus Christ.
因着耶稣基督，这一切都有可能。
And we pray this in His powerful name.
我们祷告是奉他强大大有能力的名。
Amen.
Amen.